8:15 in the morning after Q105. It's good to have you with us. Saturday mornings, 8 to 10. If you're not listening live, you found the podcast easily enough. Q1055.com. They're easy to grab there or on lots of social media. If you want to go like the Eric D and the fam page, that's up there. Get us to 1,000 likes. It makes it easier for me to get our podcast to you if you like that page, Eric D and the fam. I'll get to the bad judgment call that Lindsay and I made.
Do it now.
No.
No, you can't. You can't.
You did that earlier.
I don't know about.
You started it.
I know.
All right. So, I admitted this to Lindsay, and I think like she admitted it,
watching
too.
Watching television, and all of a sudden you're watching Scandal, and then, like, How to Get Away with Murder comes on, and you're like, what? I was in the middle of Scandal.
All right. So, I said this, and I think she agreed, when we were walking to go see something, when we went to go see Peapod, Talk at Code City on Monday night, I was like, we probably botched that. So last Saturday, I left here, and she and New G Cohen, who is actually older than your Cohen.
Doesn't matter, new to you.
He's five now. So we had a whole day together. He parked his toys. He brought over the Paw Patrol thing that his mom got him for his birthday. We did lots of stuff. He helped me walk the dogs. We had a day. Lindsay has had a lot of studying to do, so she studied that. We went into my bedroom. He likes the motorized bed. I got Kick the Buddy on my iPad. I got the Peppa Pig game. I am
Peppa Pig.
The games.
Yeah.
I got all games.
You better hope you never break up, or you just look like a weird ass guy.
So weird.
With your iPad.
No, I'll delete that stuff.
Yeah. You're not going to delete it because you're not going
to
break up.
You're going to be playing the games.
Yeah.
The PJ Masks game, it's free. I recommend you play with Gecko or Catboy because Owlette with that game is just wildly out of control.
You lost me.
PJ Masks. Mm-mm. PJ Masks. Nah.
It's a story of horrible parenting.
So we got Pizza Cat, and we were just settling in. It was chaos downtown. I saw Jody. Jody texted me. You know, Jody's back in town.
I didn't know that.
She texted me, and she came over. And by the way, New G Cohen, we had gone to Chick-fil-A earlier in the day, and the girl at the front counter said, if you give your toy back, you get some ice cream. So as we were wrapping up eating, and he was about to go play, or had got some playtime in, the girl comes up to Cohen and says, do you want ice cream? And he just walks right off. Like, he's so nice. Like, if you're in an unmarked van, you don't even need candy. He will just follow you.
That's nice.
He's totally getting snatched.
Oh, God.
Which Lindsay doesn't like to hear. Because
I'm sure she does like to hear a child's going to be snatched.
Well, honestly, is that, like, the easiest trade for you in the world when, like, your mom's dating a guy who's sitting on a cache of toys?
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, I'll give this crap back. Have you seen his apartment? I live in a toy store.
Well, Jody and her drunk friends came over, and he was showing them the Kick the Buddy game. Like, mm-hmm. He was totally... And maybe he's just really... He's got an innate ability to tell good people. But we do have three rules in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Knock.
No touching the Transformers. No opening them. No downloading apps. And because apparently he had this thing, this rule carried over from his mom's, no touching your penis. Three rules.
I don't know if it fits in there with no touching Transformers, no downloading apps, don't touch your penis.
Here's the bad
thing. Two of those things are possible. I'm going to let you think about the one that's not.
Right.
Because I got a 2.5-year-old who thinks he's a lawnmower right now, and that's the best way to start his engine. Like he yanks on that thing to the point where I think it's going to come off.
Yeah, but he also bombs his diaper. Cohen goes to the back. This Cohen, like...
Keep bragging.
Here's the here's the bad judgment. They slept over.
Is this the first time?
Well, for him. But I've only known him for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And he...
You think you're moving too fast? you and the kids' relationship is going a little too quick?
Yes.
Like
The dad and Lindsay's mom had an issue with it. And we had some consternation about it. But we decided to let it happen. I slept on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Those two slept in the bed. With a dog. In fact, and at first, we were finishing up Jessica Jones, and we put him to bed, but then he got the, Mom, I don't, you know, so he came out, fell asleep with us, and then she took him with the dogs to bed, and I slept on the couch. So again, has some doubt that he and I shouldn't connect so quickly because she has that reservation and I'm just going to wake up and go, and I'm done. So I get it. So it was probably not, it was not a good judgment call. It was not a great call, but we're, I adore that child. She,
you know,
he says, she says to him, "You melt my heart." He warms my heart. I like our little family thing.
Do you hear what's happening right now? There's this bright, omnipotent light behind his head, and I'm just so confused on what's happening.
We knew he was going to like do something dumb when he walked into, like, just sprayed everybody down.
Good for you.
That's it.
So super proud of you. You
know, bad judgment.
When you said bad judgment call, I was like, oh, like you didn't use a condom. Like there's like other things happening. Like that's what I was expecting.
Me too.
He's got one on now, just in case.
I use two, and she can confirm that because it takes a while for me to get them on.
Oh my god, too much information. Oh my god.
So it was two Saturdays ago when I went.
Do you put the coin like? Or do you do one and then the other one? Well, or do you try to do it all at one time, like jumping into pants? Yeah.
Like a Band-Aid. Just,
yeah.
Like, right.
Don't use the B word. So after a week, like you as a parent, how do you... Not the best judgment call. I could see how it could go really wrong.
No, look. It was a sleepover. It wasn't you two moving in together and all of a sudden he's got his own room. He spent the night somewhere. That's it. I mean, honestly, you guys didn't usher him into bed together. You slept someplace else. It would be as if he went to somebody else's house, watched movies, and then at the end of the night, they all slept in the parent's bed while the parent was outside. Like,
I get.
It's not that big of a deal. Until it becomes like a regular thing.
Yeah.
Right.
I get the reservation about the situation, but it's not, again, like that big of a deal.
I don't think it's if he were to stay over a lot, whatever. It's mom and son. I think it's more about like, what happens if this goes sideways and I have to explain why Eric isn't around anymore?
Right. That's never fun.
But I don't know if you can ever avoid that conversation.
I don't think you could either.
Well, you can't when you're a single parent.
Right.
And if you want a date, those are chances that you have to take. I mean, everybody tries. You do the best that you can to protect your child from heartache. But heartache is one of those things that they need to become aware of and know that you get over those things. And yeah, maybe you met him and we had a great time together and now something went sideways and now he's not in our lives anymore. It's the same thing with your dad. It's the same, you know, but those are the chances that you take so that you can find somebody that you really love. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand, if you don't expose your child to that, then when those things happen, they don't know how to react.
Right.
They don't know what to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, I've never had this before, so now I don't have the tools to cope.
He's a very bright and intelligent and intuitive little boy. Like the stuff that comes out of his mouth it stuns her sometimes, and I see it, and I see it in him too. And it was funny, we were driving home from Chick-fil-A, and the part of like mom and dad came up. Bless you. And then he like blurted out like, "My mommy and daddy aren't together anymore." And Lindsay looked over to me, and I guess that's the first time he said that, but like his grasp.
He just wanted to give you a peace of mind. He was like, "Look, bro, this highway is wide open. Right. There's not another car on it.
And I'm going to drive that car fast."
Yeah, there we go.
You got a fast car.
922. How much FaceTime sex do you have with your London boyfriend?
My God.
Is it a lot?
Honestly, like I said, there's probably not enough. I don't know. I don't even know what to do with that. Like, I mean, it's difficult.
Are you able
all the way across the ocean to for me to cope with this situation?
Are you able to fit yourself on the screen, or do you have to?
That's where he's like got that big ass iPad now.
Right.
He's like,
you just put it way back. You just all the way against the wall.
So you use the, what's that big iPad called? What's that one?
It's an iPad Pro.
You use the Pro.
Pro. 12.9.
Yeah, because an amateur couldn't handle that. Right. You got to be a professional.
Sir, why are you looking for a larger phone? Well, I have a really large.
I'm gonna need a screen protector.
Right. Exactly.
This big.
When's he coming to visit?
He'll be here at the end of next month for my show with the ballet. And then, again, the following month. And then I'm supposed to go there. We'll see how that goes, though.
Guess who might be here? I'm going to try to get them to come next Saturday.
Barry!
My dad's coming to town.
This is the first time you've seen the studio?
This one,
yeah. Oh, he's been to the other one.
Yeah, prep him.
He's going to have some words.
He's going to be like,
get the girl back up on the wall. 9:24 with the morning after. More to come.